The Copper Beech by Maeve Binchy. Read by Kate Binchy. Shan Carrig School. Father Gunn knew that their housekeeper, Mrs. Kennedy, could have done it all much better than he could. Mrs. Kennedy would have done everything better, in fact. Heard confessions, forgiven sins, sung the Tantum Ergo at benediction, buried the dead. Mrs. Kennedy would have looked the part, too, tall and angular, like the bishop, not round and small like Father Gunn. Mrs. Kennedy's eyes were soulful and looked as if they understood the sadness of the world. Most of the time he was very happy in Shan Carrig, a peaceful place in the Midlands. Most people only knew it because of the huge rock that stood high on a hill over Barna Woods. There had once been great speculation about this rock. Had it been part of something greater? Was it of great geological interest? But experts had come and decided, while there may well have been a house built around it once, all traces must have been washed away with the rains and storms of centuries. It had never been mentioned in any history book. All that was there was one great rock. And since Carrig was the Irish word for rock, that was how the place was named. Shan Carrig, the old rock. Life was good at the Church of the Holy Redeemer in Shan Carrig. The parish priest, Monsignor O'Toole, was a courteous, frail man who let the curate run things his own way. Father Gunn wished that more could be done for the people of the parish so that they didn't have to stand at the railway station waving goodbye to sons and daughters emigrating to England and America. He wished that there were fewer damp...